Vitamins.com.
Hanging out with you coast to coast and everywhere in between, all the nooks and crannies. Big news today from the White House, the revised health care plan, courtesy of Obama. Does it pass the smell test? I don't think so. So far, pretty much the same old thing. Nothing's really different as far as that's concerned. In the meantime, the 9/11 trial in New York is still very possible, despite all the protests from the mayor of that city, Bloomberg, and also Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer. They say they can't afford it now at this point. So what happens in this nasty tug of war? On the Olympic front, wow, the ladies on the ice in hockey are going to the finals, so that means they definitely are going to medal. I don't think this is a surprise, but nonetheless, congratulations to them. It's exciting stuff. It means more medals for Team USA, and do they actually get the gold? We'll dive into that. The attack on the IRS office in Austin, Texas, getting a lot of play. Some people think that he's a hero. Do you think Joe Stack is a hero for slamming his plane into an office that killed two innocent people? A guy who had nothing to do with auditing Joe Stack. Did he make a statement and is more than the people who call themselves the backers of the Tea Party backing what he did? I think it's a mixed review out there. But you're going to be able to chime in and throw in your two cents on that one, too. Coming up, we're talking to a very funny Irishman, speaking of getting ahead, and he's got some interesting advice. But first, right from the get-go on ATN, one of the first things we need to get to is the MASH unit. You might have seen these headlines or watching your local news. They mentioned that Dick Cheney has been hospitalized with chest pains. You know, boy, somebody who always, he gets massive amounts of play for his heart because he's had so many procedures done. And he's almost 70 years old. They say he's resting pretty comfortably right now at George Washington University. They're looking at the situation. They're keeping him in overnight. He's been walking around and talking to friends. But, you know, he's not in the intensive care unit. But they're looking at him and observing him because he's had an incredible history of heart problems. He had four heart attacks going all the way back to 78, and then he was just 37 years old. He had a second heart surgery in 1984 and a third in 88 before he underwent that actual quadruple bypass surgery to unblock all those arteries. What a crazy list that is. His fourth heart attack in November of 2000 after he was elected VP, and that's when they put that stent to open the artery. So anytime you hear about Cheney going to the hospital, of course the comedians come up with a zillion jokes, but you know that with his heart he's a ticking time bomb for certain, but apparently okay at this point. Also in the hospital, another politician who was well-liked actually by both sides, Republicans and Democrats, Bob Dole has been hospitalized too at Walter Reed. Now, Bob Dole's condition supposedly stable as well. He's recovering after knee surgery. He had a bout with pneumonia they were concerned about. He's 86 years old. Remember, Dole goes all the way back to World War II. He was a vet. He actually overcame serious injuries, people forget this, to go on to his career in politics. And at one point, remember, he was the presidential nominee in 96 but lost to Bill Clinton. And it was right after that when he said, forget this, and retired from office after serving in the Senate. He was a guy who was around for, man, 25 years. So a couple of quick hospital notes there. It's been a rash of that lately with politicians. You just had the procedure with Bill Clinton and now these two, but both of them to make certain, because I actually saw somebody who must have muffed up something that they were trying to write. Cheney Hospital Serious Heart. I thought that they had said he had died, but no, he did not die. He's just in the hospital for observation. I also mentioned the deal about the Olympics, and of course in Sports Shorts we'll dive more into this. But when we talked to Tom Hackett, the doctor for the snowboarding team, in our previous show, he had been to the game, and I asked him what it was like in Vancouver as far as the U.S. men's hockey team and, you know, the fact that they beat the Canadians and how the women were doing. And it is kind of there has he said it was quieter, but it wasn't like morgue. But apparently the U.S. really has silenced a lot of the fans in downtown Vancouver because, you know, in Canada, hockey rules. And not that there are plenty of us in the U.S. don't think that what the Americans are doing is incredible and aren't 100% behind them and aren't screaming in our living rooms. But, of course, there's probably yet less fans from the U.S. that happen to be there in Vancouver. So it is a little bit more subdued from what I understand. I talked to somebody there today, and they said, yeah, the Canadians were not happy to be ousted by the Americans. Make no mistake, they give credit to Ryan Miller and the Nets and also to the rest of Team USA, but they're not excited that they have to win four in a row to even have that shot at gold. They still could medal, they could still get gold, but they don't have that break in between, and the momentum seems to have certainly gone the way of the U.S. team. There are other teams that stand in the way, and we'll talk about that, like the Russians, for example, and the Swedes are a team that would be very tough to deal with. But I think the biggest thing that we're going to focus on in this first hour on America Tonight, at least one of them, is the fact that the Senate advanced the jobs bill with, check this out, five Republicans. Yeah, five Republicans. They pushed the $15 billion job creation bill forward, roll it down that hill, so it would give businesses a tax break for hiring the unemployed. You know, there's all this conversation about what's going to happen with jobless benefits. There are people who have been on unemployment for a while. And this is a huge move, especially the Republicans who jumped ship and went to the other side. One of them, Scott Brown, the newly elected senator from Massachusetts, already breaking ranks and reaching across the aisle. He said he would do that. He said he's gonna look at things with a clear eye, and if he feels like it's not the right way to go, he would definitely go against his party's wishes. And he did that. You know what the vote was? 62-30. Just one Democrat didn't support it, and you had the extra Republican pad there. And the four-pronged bill basically would exempt employers from Social Security payroll taxes on anybody new they hire who were unemployed. It would also extend a tax break for businesses that spend some do-re-mi on capital investments like equipment stuff. And it would expand the use of the Build American Bonds program, and that goes back to the states and all those local folks, the local municipalities, funding some of those construction projects. This is huge news on Senator Scott Brown and the four other Republicans who said, yeah, I'm going to vote for that. How about it? Will it do any good? I think the tax breaks will be great for businesses, and I think there's some incentive there, certainly. We're going to get some more incentive from an Irishman next here on America Tonight.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
America tonight, do you find yourself unemployed and looking for a gig? And man, there is no gold watch anymore at the end of the rainbow. What does that mean? I say this all the time. You got to get creative, think out of the box, and get off your rear ends. Who better to motivate us than an Irishman? Hey, St. Patrick's Day is coming up around the corner. I'm going to be in New York City for the big parade. I can't wait. Connor Kinnean is a funny guy, a motivational speaker, and we are thrilled to have him on ATN. Hey, how are you doing, Connor?
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me on, and hope you're having a good night talking to all of America. I'm in Chicago at the moment.
I know. I heard it. I got your note earlier in the day where you said you were putting on your comfy slippers, I think, as it were, right?
That's right. Yeah, I've got my cup of cocoa and my slippers here now at the moment, getting ready to talk to you.
Hey, you know what? It's so true. I think people get kind of dispirited and almost hardened sometimes when they're looking for jobs and they're combing through websites and they're trying to figure out what am I going to do. How can you, I mean, this is what you do for a living. You make people laugh and you try to get them motivated. How do you stay motivated, Connor, when you're out there looking?
Well, I mean, it really is very, very difficult. I'm not going to minimize the problems at all. And Kate, the people who are in job search now, if they've been in job search for 3, 4, or 5 months, there's bound to be times when they felt really sad and down and literally depressed, just wanting to cry and feeling lonely and unwanted. But, I mean, you can't have that kind of an attitude when you're walking into the interview. And what I try and provide for people in the programs that I do is that I've got this concept called Sheaf Gab, the world. And Sheaf Gab, I tell my audiences, is the Irish word for do it or make it happen. Hence, you can Sheaf Gab the world. You can do it or you can make it happen. And Sheaf Gab is also the acronym for the 8 building blocks to making it happen. Now, a few people have actually said to me, Connor, Sheaf Gab doesn't really sound like an Irish word. And I say, well, it's an Irish word and that it was created by an Irishman, myself. But what it is, though, it's 8 building blocks to help people through a really tough time. And it gives people advice as to how to put, for instance, the first building block is structure. And human beings absolutely need structure in their life. They can't exist without it. And what happens, job seekers, a lot of the time, Kate, is they lose structure. They lose their previous position. Now they wake up on Monday morning, what am I going to do? And by Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, they're on their emails for half the day, and then they're wondering, what else am I going to do? You've got to try and get structure back into your day and into your week. And if you can do that, you're on the road at least to staying some way upbeat and being able to walk into the interview, I say, 12 foot tall and bulletproof.
Yeah, I like that. Sheaf Gab, I have to remember that. Because, you know, like, I'm third generation Irish, but full Irish, I just want you to know, Catherine Shayna Fitzgerald Delaney. And people are always asking me if I know Gaelic. I'm like, are you kidding? I grew up in New Jersey. We speak a foreign language, but it's not Gaelic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can get away with it here. And when I say Sheaf Gab the world, do it, make it happen. But my Irish buddies give me hell and they say, Connor, you've got too much blarney in you altogether.
Do you think, now, it's interesting, things have changed in the world of getting a job because it's not the old-fashioned way to knock down the doors. Like I mentioned in the beginning, people are combing the Internet. They're doing this thing called Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're on LinkedIn. Do you think you have to go that way with technology, right? We got to go that way, even if we have to be drugged there?
You know what? I do, and I've changed my mind on this in the last couple of years. I was telling, let's take just two distinct markets at the moment, the baby boomers and the Gen X, Gen Y. I was telling baby boomers up to recently that you needed to understand LinkedIn and Facebook so that you didn't come across as being a dinosaur to that kind of 31-year-old recruitment manager who kind of knows that you're not so totally old. But it's more than that now. LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, believe it or not, can really help the job seeker. And there's actually one really good website for people who use Twitter. And it's a website called tweetmyjobs.com. tweetmyjobs.com. Mm. So if you're listening, if you're a 51-year-old mid-level exec now who thinks that Twitter is for the birds, of course it probably is, I'm sure. what I really suggest is you sign up for Twitter. Now, you don't have to get involved in your 140-character messages and accept goofball comments about that someone's having a cup of coffee down in Starbucks or something like that. Sign up for our Twitter and then sign up for this tweetmyjobs.com. And what's actually happening, Kate, is that companies like McDonald's, IBM, Siemens, Abbott, etc. are posting jobs on Twitter. And they say, let's say it's a marketing director. Marketing director, Abbott Laboratories, will appear on the Twitter, Tweet My Jobs. You just click that link and it'll take you then directly to the company website where you apply for it.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to write that. I'm going to steal that from you and write that on my website. Irish can steal, too, just so you know. Hey, we've got we want to let you know that I got that email from you earlier today, and I laughed my head off. I should tell everybody, with your humor, you were Mr. Chicago Toastmasters Humorous Speaker of the Year just a couple of years ago. And I want them to hear this bit that you sent me. The whole thing was funny, by the way, Connor.
Thank you.
You know.
Thanks.
But you did this part on San Quentin, so we're going to roll that now and let the audience hear it.
Okay.
It got me thinking that if it is that difficult to introduce a customer service culture in a commercial environment, what would it be like if you introduced it into some place like San Quentin Penitentiary. I think it might go something like this. Our new inmate in chains will shuffle up to the reception desk. Well, the first thing that he will see is the new mission statement. The mission statement reads, "We are dedicated to your security." Dedicated to your security. Your freedom is our number one concern.
Very, very, very funny. How did you get into, how did you start this whole thing with all these nicknames? You're the Irish Dilbert and you're using your brogue and all your Irishness all over the place. How did you get into this? How did you get into the whole motivational thing and speaking and whatnot?
What originally happened, Kate, was I came over here. I was working with a company called Best Foods, Hellman's Mayonnaise. You'd know them, our Best Foods Mayonnaise. That would be their key brand. And I was marketing director with them. After they were taken over by another company, I was asked to go back to Rotterdam in Holland for a European position. I said, told the company to get stuff. They told me get stuff. So we had a mutual stuffing kind of thing. I just decided to do my own thing. Initially, I was doing some consulting work, and I was being asked more and more to do speaking around conferences and events. And eventually, I morphed into this Irishman Speaks, which is my brand name and my website name. And I do good business material, but I throw a lot of Irish blarney and BS into it. And by the way, BS stands for breakthrough strategy. It couldn't mean anything else.
I love that. Some breakthrough strategy. That's great.
Right. So that's how I get into it. But I kind of, because I was actually in transition myself for a while, a number of years ago, I've kept very close to it. And I just enjoy speaking to people in job search. There's no money in speaking to people in job search, if anyone is thinking of doing that. But it's really helpful for me, and I give back to the community, and I get a buzz when I just realize I'm lifting people's spirits and giving them good advice with the Sheaf Gap concept as well.
All right, I love it. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Will you join us again in the future, Connor?
I'm more than happy to, Kate. I really enjoyed the interview, and I'd love to speak to you at any stage, because there's some really good messages in that Sheaf Gap concept that will help people in the job search process.
Excellent. Connor, thank you, and hopefully we've motivated some people. Connor Kinnean, you have a good one.
Thank you. Okay, take care. Have a good night. Bye. Bye.
Thank you. All right, he's Sheaf Gap. You got to love that, right? That's like a word. Just do it, sort of like Nike, but only it's the Irish version. And I can tell you his routine. I listened to the whole routine. It was rip-roaring funny. It's just a brogue mixed with all of the little things that he's telling you there. And he's right. It's that whole motivational thing. If anything, definitely take out tweetmyjobs.com. If you're looking, you're cruising around looking for a gig, go there. Join us on the flip side. Lots more to come your way in Odds and Ends.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is it safe to breathe anymore?
Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I like to see you right across the floor.
Yes, we're inexperienced. Yes, we're young. But that can be a great advantage in a short-term tournament.
We might not have, you know, the flashy names that the Canadians or the Russians have, but at the end of the day, it's going to be a good team.
I look at it as a chance for a lot of guys to make a name for themselves.
In the past 3 Olympics, there's been 6 different teams in the gold medal game, so that right there really says how level the playing field really is.
It's the 30th anniversary of the 80 team, the 50th of the 1960 team that won the first gold medal, so who knows what can happen. Maybe it's just meant to be that we can win in 2010.
Supremacy, at least against the Canadians the other night. Weren't we excited? Rocking the house. 5-3 with that win. Doesn't mean a medal, but it just means a day off and on to the next round. And for the Canadians to get gold, they have to win every single matchup all the way through to be able to do that. And that's where we're at here on America Tonight. We fly across the border to catch up with our pal Sam in Montreal. Sam, you just heard the guys like Miller and Ron Wilson and Patrick Kane, all of them talking about the USA team and what's happening next.
Right.
I guess you were probably getting the words ready and getting your vocals ready to sing the Star Spangled Banner, I imagine.
Actually, we got some bad news from the Canadian Olympic team, if you heard.
What did you hear?
One of the skaters, Joni Frechette, she's skating in the women's singles.
Yeah.
Her parents came.
Her mother died. I thought you meant the hockey players.
No.
Yeah. No. That's terrible news. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, unfortunately, the hockey game was not the front page on any sports section. It was Joni Frechette's mother. So.
and we won another gold medal tonight.
I know, but you have not let me gloat about the men's hockey team.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the front? Would you cut the music?
He wants the music cut. Oh, because your vocals are so good. Keep going. Come on.
Cut the music. Remember the deal was I was to sing No Help.
All right. He said he will sing No Help. Okay, go ahead, Maestro.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare and the bomb bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner your way for the land of the free and the home of Kate Delaney.
USA! USA!
But, okay, now if...
Bravo!
Now, if Russia plays the U.S., I've been hearing rumors on, and I've also been checking some sites, that Ovechkin might take a run at Miller.
The amazing upper body strength of the Russians, so amazing. They're nothing. Just a minute.
No,
they're
sorry.
Nothing.
Turn
it in. O-G-H-I-N. Nothing.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
I don't doubt that. Sure. Because it would be incredibly exciting to see that happen, I think.
Right.
But I don't know if we're going to get that or not. I mean, we have to wait and see. You know, Canada.
Yeah, and then,
let me stop you. Canada admitted that they can't catch the U.S. in medals. Did you know that?
I know that.
As exciting as it was, the Canadian pair won the ice dancing gold and all that. You were getting to that before I made you pay up on your bet. But I give the Canadians credit because they said, look, we cannot catch the U.S. in medals. We're just going to flat out tell you that. We're just going to flat out say we can't do that. So they've raised the white flag. Your country has raised the white flag. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I knew it would happen because, look, you've got five times the funding, you've got five times the athletes, and you've got training all over God's green. You know, I mean, you've got a training set. It's still in Colorado Springs, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, it's still in Colorado Springs, so you can take your quote-unquote elite athletes and put them in one building. Where here, I mean, we've got the speed skating team, we've got the, you know, the short track speed skating team in Montreal, you've got the long track team in Calgary, and skiing. I mean, you can't get them together because they're on the World Cup circuit. And don't be surprised if you get a lot of emails about the way I butchered your national anthem.
You're not kidding. Hey, you didn't welch on your bet. You honored your bet. So
correct.
For that, I congratulate you for doing that. But what's the deal with the Canadians? They spent $117 million over the past 5 years, and that, Sam, is part government and private funding to try to win the medals race by all this extra financial support for the contending athletes. So the athletes, they have to be disappointed, actually, in some cases, I would think.
I mean, with hundreds of a second, with short track and speed skating, long track, the luge, bobsled, the skeleton. Mm. Well, skeleton, we won a gold medal in men's, and women's, hopefully tomorrow night, Joni Frechette will, I mean, I don't, you know, I mean, first of all, my condolences about her mother.
Yeah, terrible.
I'm just thinking maybe some judges will probably, I mean, with all the respect to her mother, maybe give her a couple of extra sympathy points.
I don't know. Those judges are tough. I mean, even they can be so hard-hearted, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, we'll see if she emotionally can stand up to that. But let's go back to the hockey team again.
Yeah.
What about Marty Brodeur? I mean, that's got to be it for Brodeur.
Oh, you know it. I mean, like I was talking a whole bunch of butts today. If it would have been Luongo and Nets with his style, with his butterfly style,
mm-hmm.
We would have won because his butterfly style, a lot of the American goals wouldn't have gone in. And Fleury's just sitting there like, I want to get in.
Yeah, but I agree with you. Luongo's the better guy.
Right.
But still, you got to give some cred to the scoring opportunities, the very few
right.
the U.S. had and were able to capitalize. And maybe he would have stopped some of those shots. But
right.
remember, Ryan Miller, you had 2-1 more shots
right.
than the Americans did, and they didn't go in.
Right, but now I'm thinking, okay, you guys make it, but... Who's the backup? I mean, who's the backup goalie to Ryan Miller?
You know, I don't even know.
See? What's going to happen is that...
He's fine.
Yeah, you see, what's going to happen is that, you know, Miller's going to be so exhausted, you know?
You think he's going to be so exhausted he's going to break down and there's just no way that
okay.
Can I
ask you one religious question just for one moment? Okay. I know you're Catholic, and you know, and Joni Frischette, you know, was Catholic. Chances are she was given last rites in Vancouver when they ship her. I hate to say to use the word ship back her remains back to Montreal. Will she be given last rites here under Catholic law?
Well, there's no law. They could do last rites is usually before you die,
right?
But they could, certainly they could, a priest could have been called. Probably that's what happened and
right.
administered it when that happened when she died. That still could have happened. So before the body leaves, yes.
Okay, but when it gets to Montreal, they won't have to do it again.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now let's get on another subject.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I spoke to our favorite rabbi in Israel. I didn't tell him about the bet. The big news in Israel, I don't know if you've heard, about the four Israelis who got in and killed
Yes.
Yeah, and I said, okay, what's your stand on it? He said, they had to do what they had to do. Problem is, now everyone knows about it, so they got caught. I said, do you think Israel's done it before? Yeah, and most likely they'll do it again. They're that good at it. I said, would you ever consider doing it? He goes, with my looks, I'd stick out because some people think, no, he doesn't look Jewish. He looks more like Irish because he's got red hair and blue eyes.
Right.
Carrot top redhead, so he would sort of stick out. So I went, so obviously the Mossad isn't saying anything, but he's thinking... I'm saying, do you think his heads were low? He goes, yeah. And then he said the right wing Israelis said, way to go, let's do it again. You had the left wing Israelis who went, don't do it. You know, it'll slow down the cause of peace. Yeah, right, sure.
Yeah, but here's the problem. You know, Israel's starting to get their back up against the wall because of some of the things that are happening around Israel.
Right.
So you're not surprised by that, right? I'm not
No.
surprised by it at all.
No, neither am I, totally.
And then then I'm really referring to Iran and what's going on there with the nukes. And there's some nervous people wondering what's going to happen. I mean, I think that's what will happen is if Iran... goes too far over the top, then Israel will take care of the situation.
That's
what I think will happen.
Yeah, not necessarily Israel. Could you picture the United States maybe sending in Delta Force?
Not if they don't have to. If they don't have to open up that can of worms, they won't.
Okay.
I don't think so. I mean, yes, here's the thing. If Iran gets in the middle of this, it's like World War III.
Yeah.
If they go at it from all ends. But that's why I'm saying Israel could easily take care of it if they wanted to. I don't know. I don't know if they would push that button, though.
You just mentioned World War III. My first trip to Israel, I can't believe it was almost 30 years ago, I went to a youth seminar, and they talked about the history of war. So, Mike, I remember asking the lecturer, if World War III was to ever start, do you think it would start here in the Middle East? He goes, if it was, it'd be Muammar Gaddafi at the time. But now,
yeah, at the time, but Muammar Gaddafi, now, you know, he's like the wilted power man. You know what I mean? He's been crippled, I think. He's not the powerful guy he once was. In fact, there's a lot of people that would like to still take him out. And I think that if they had the opportunity, they would, and they probably have a pretty good shot at it. Sam, thanks. Good rendition of Star Spangled Banner. That's a tough one to sing. Stay with us, everybody.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
For the U.S. so far, I said that I thought the U.S. would pick up 30 medals in total. There are like 68 events, and we're coming up. Here we are deep into this. Well, not deep. We're in the beginning of the second week, and there are 68 events. They're probably going to go over that 30 total, which is terrific. U.S. ending up with, I believe, most likely the most medals. The big question is, what else are they going to take the medals in? And I said 30 medals, a total of 10 golds. They haven't hit that 10 number yet, but I think they'll definitely hit that, but maybe more than 30. Speaking of medaling, some people think that Scott Brown did just that when he crossed over to the other side. And what do I mean when I say that he did that? On that jobs bill, the new senator from Massachusetts, who said he has conservative ideas and he's a Republican and had been in the state legislature, talked about when he went to Washington, he was going to do what he thought was right and go by pieces of legislation and whatnot. And already he's shown that he's done that from the get-go. He's a brand new face, and he already has broken ranks with the GOP by supporting the bill. He wasn't the only one. There were four other Republicans that did the same thing. So now this bipartisan jobs bill clears a major filibuster with some momentum definitely put there by Brown. I said this earlier, but we're going to re-rack and give you the headers. 62-30. So that moves on to a final vote on Wednesday, and it gives Obama and the Democrats on the Hill a win. I mean, it is a win, really, if you want to look at it from that point of view. But good for Brown, because he apparently did what he thought he should do as he looked through and joined the ranks of a couple of other people, including Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins and two retiring Republican senators, Kit Bond and the senator from Ohio was also on that list, too. So how about that? Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
You know, I just wrote on your Facebook that we should consider seriously putting you in the dungeon today. I mean,
why?
We treated our poor Canadian brother. I mean, I had a mental picture of you grabbing him by the neck and squeezing the last drop of out of his ears, Kate. I mean, come on. Oh, you Texas girls are tough. Jeez.
Hey, because he was trying to change the subject, and he was trying to tell me how great the Canadians were, and he didn't give the U.S. its props for winning that event against Canada and moving on in hockey, because you should have heard him on the air giving me the business about how great Canada was and how the U.S. was going to lose, and I was going to have to sing "Oh Canada." So he had it. You know, you have to be able to take what you give out.
All right, okay. Then I missed the perspective there. This thing about what they're trying to do with the health care now and pass it on that that reconciliation, pass it through reconciliation, which I believe is, if you know. For the people out there, you know, when a law gets passed, a bill gets passed by the House, they send it to the Senate, and the Senate usually changes something, and then it has to go to a reconciliation between the House and the Senate, and there they come out with the final version, and it's usually different, and then they have to send it back to the House and the Senate for votes. Mm-hmm. I believe in this case, I think what they want to do is make no changes at all to the health bill that has come out of the Senate, and then vote for it in the House, and then it'll pass because it's the same bill that has already been passed in the Senate. Now, if they want a health bill that really truly stinks, you know, there may be some Republicans that are secretly applauding that because Democrats just have lost their minds and have forgotten where we are at. You know, we've got a war on terror, not a man-controlled disaster situation, but a war on terror that we need to fight. And we have an economic downturn that we need to fight. And they are still trying to add a garage onto the house while the house is on fire.
That's a good way to put it. I like that. Yeah.
I don't know. You have a clearer way of explaining that reconciliation act because it's going to be something that I think they're going to try and get, do like at midnight, and I'm sure the media won't say anything wrong against it.
I don't know. I think that there would be I do think it's dangerous if they do the reconciliation thing because America is on high alert and tired of the nonsense, and the noise is pretty raucous out there, and I think it'd be a dangerous mistake, especially for anybody who's running, because with these midterm elections, you can see in all the polls, people think that government is broke, and I believe that means massive changes in any of the midterm stuff. So I think, Tomas, to answer your question, I think you're right. It would be under the guise of, you know, a second before midnight or just trying to squeeze, bamboozle it through. But I think a very dangerous political move, at least on some of, for some of the people who would wish for that to happen. Let's see what, remember the 25th, which is what, Thursday, is the big day for the so-called transparency, which is going to be on C-SPAN, and this cooperation, which they're not, there's just no way. But okay, so let's see what happens on the tube in front of us before any of this reconciliation stuff. Because remember, Obama said no. He said, I don't, you know, we want everybody on board, and then he kind of sort of backed away from the whole thing. So we'll see.
You know what? They're still not dealing with the increase in prices. I mean, if Obama came out and said, okay, when we pass this bill, the maximum you are going to pay for health insurance is $100 a month, period, for 10 years, no matter what. That would be something. But what's going to happen if this passes is it's going to be $100 a month the first year. The second year is going to be $125, just like car insurance. You know, it's going to go up and up and up. They're still not saying anything about how you're going to stop the increases.
That's right. That's right. And you're right. And that's the worst part of this. And you just said it. It's like car insurance going up and up and up, and then eventually you can't afford it. Like the people that just got hammered in California, which opened the eyes to everybody about the rates, with the 39% increase for Blue Cross, for Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is unaffordable.
And, you know, one last thing about that hockey game, to put it in perspective again, that game was the first time in the history of the human race that the best professional hockey players from America took on the best professional hockey players from Canada in the Olympics ever. Remember? Because before it was amateurs.
Right.
So that was the first time that our big guys went up against their big guys. Woo. But there could be a replay in the finals.
And you also have to remember, we have one of the youngest teams. So, yes, there's peppered with some veterans in there, but there's some other young skaters also on the U.S. team. I mean, that was a huge feat for the U.S. That was a huge, huge win. But they're not looking at it that way. They're looking at it as, and it's smart, like Ron Wilson has them thinking that way. They're not done yet. If they want to keep going, they want to get medals. They want to move forward, so they can't just gloat about Canada.
Season game. Now we're in the playoffs, and one loss kicks you out.
That's right. That's right. And it'll get. I think it's going to get really interesting here in the next couple of days, and we'll see what Canada does. We'll see how they bounce back because hey, it's the same thing. Who says they can't clear the decks? I don't think so. But we'll see. Tomas, thanks. Brought up some good points. Appreciate the call. Remember, if you want to throw in your 2 cents and you missed out on the phones, you can always hit us up via the email, americatonight.net.
We're talking about back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.